We are holding daf tzadik gimel on the base. New perik hagoizel. The Mishnah says hagoizel eitzim v'yasoin kelim. If somebody steals wood and he makes kelim, he makes a kli, he makes a utensil out of it, so it's called the kinyan of a shinu maisa. The gazler now that took it, the chazoka took it by force. Now he made something new out of it. And the same thing tzemer. If somebody stole wool v'yasoin begodim, and the gazler now made clothing out of it. So the halacha is mishalem kishasak zela, that the gazlan has to pay back now how much the wood or how much the tzemer was worth at the time when he stole it. But he does not have to return now the begodim or the kelim that he made. That's called the kinyan of shinu maisa. Since he changed it over, it's not anymore kain shegozel. At the pasuk he says vayishev asak zela shegozel, with ashen only if it's kain shegozel. But now that he made a shinu maisa, the gazlan is kainer, he has a right to keep it. He only has to pay back the money, how much it was worth, b'shas hagzelo. Yeah. What about gozal pora muberes? Let's say you steal a pregnant cow, the older, and then by the gazlan itself it gives birth. Or else rochel tuna, you steal a sheep that's full of wool, or gazoza, and the gazlan himself shears it off. So the halacha is mishalim d'mei poro hoy medes leilud. The gazlan has to, first of all, he has to give back the poro. The cow itself, he's not koines. The same cow that he stole, he has to return the cow. The only thing, returning back the cow now is not pregnant. So how much do you have to pay for the fact that you stole the pregnant cow extra than what you're giving back right now? So the Mishnah says you have to pay extra how much a cow would be worth when it's pregnant. In other words, how much is a cow worth now when it's not pregnant? It's only worth $100. And if it would be pregnant, it would be worth $130. So you have to still pay him another $30. The same thing, d'mei rochel hoy medes ligozes. You have to return the sheep that you stole, even though now it does not have the wool on it. So you have to pay how much the sheep would be worth with the wool on it. Like if now the sheep is worth $50, and with the wool it's worth $70, so you have to pay him now another $20. What about gozal porov and isabru etzlei? Let's say gazlan stole the regular cow, and by the gazlan it became pregnant. V'yolda, and it gave birth by the gazlan. Or else rochel, you stole a sheep, and it didn't have any wool on it. V'nitano etzlei, and by the gazlan itself it grew the wool. U'gzozo, and then the gazlan himself sheared off this wool. So the locher is mishalem kishasak zela, that the gazlan has to only pay back to the owner, like give him back the poro or give him back this rochel, the way it was b'shasak zela. Because the chiyuv gzela is k'shasak zela. What happened later on, that belongs to the gazlan. Zeh haklal, this is the klal of the Mishnah, that kol ha-gazlonim mishalim k'shasak zela. All the gazlonim, their chiyuv is to pay how much it was worth b'shasak zela at the time when you sold it. And Rashi explains what right does the gazlan have to keep the vlad if it was pregnant by him. So Rashi says, because that's also the kanina b'shinui. That's also called the shinui. That's not what you stole. You stole the regular cow, and now by you became pregnant, so that's a shinui, that you don't have to return. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amri, eitzim v'yosan kelimin. The Mishnah's mashma of the gazlan stole wood, and he made kelim, then he's kaina. But shifon loy, if he just took the wood that he stole and he planed it, he smoothed it out, then he would not be koiner it. The same thing tzemer, if he stole wool, the yosin begodim that he made clothing out of it, in, then he has a kinyan gzela, then he can keep it. But then a kinyan shinui. But livnon, if he would only just bleach the wool, loy, then he would not be koiner the wool. Or a minute on this, I have a question. It says alochom gozal eitzim v'shifon, if somebody stole wood. V'shifon, and he smoothed them out. Avonim, he stole some stones. V'sisason, and he chiseled them, also like smoothing them out. Tzemev, a livnon. He stole wool, and he bleached it, he made it white. Pishton, he stole flax. V'nikeyu, when he cleans them, he cleaned them, he made them clean. So it says in all these cases, mishalim k'shasak zela, that there's also a kinyan shinui here, and the gazlan has the right to keep it, and he only has to pay back how much it was worth at the time of the gzela. So it's not like our Mishnah. Here it's a mash, we don't have to make a kli out of it. Just I'm smoothing it out is also called a kinyan. So like Rashi explains, the question is, Umas Nisa Namai Nokat Kelim Ubgodim, what does the Mishnah have to say he made Kelim or clothing? The wood, you can't make it into Kelim until first you smooth them down. The same thing with Samar also, first you have to bleach them. So why does the Mishnah have to skip a step? That you made clothing or made a Kelim, say Poshid, you just smoothed the wood down, or else you dyed the wool, or bleached the wool. So the Gemara warns us like this. Omar Abai Abai says, Tana Didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, Ketoni Shinu the Rabbonin. Our Mishnah is saying a big Yechidish, that the Shinu was currently even at the Rabbonin the Kishinui. What does that mean, the Hodro? That really could be returned to its original state. V'chol Shechein Shinu the Araisa. And for sure, if you make a Shinu, you change it, that you can't return it back to its first form. For sure, you koina. What does that mean? Eitz and v'yosem kelim. That's what our Mishnah says when you stole wood and you made a chair out of it. V'yetz and mishupim. We're talking about that you stole already smoothed out wood. The wood was already planed. Therefore, Omai Niyu, what does that mean? In the Sorum, regular boards that's all fit to be made into a chair. Therefore, the Shinu the Hodel Briyosehu. Now you took this wood and you made it into a chair. But if you want, you could just lift up the pieces of wood and put it back again. So it's possible to bring it back to its original state. Still, the Mishnah says that you can't. Who the boy in Mishalef lay? You could just pull. You could pick up each piece by itself and just really return it. Still, you don't have to. And the same thing, Semer, the Mishnah says, Semer, you stole wool, V'yosom, begodim, you made begodim out of it, but Semer, tovi, we're talking about spun wool already. Tishino, the hodl of V'yosom, now you took this wool, and you made a cloth, you made a sweater out of it, but you could just pull out the thread and return it again, really. Still, we say, though, since it's a shinui, that it's a shinu mais, you change it over from wool into clothing, you're kind of, that's called a kinyan midrabbonin. That you could return it, you could take it out, like bisosar, take out these strings. And v'chol shechein shinu the araisa, and for sure, when you just take raw wood and you smooth it out, that you can't bring back again, for sure you cannot. Now v'tana bro, the tana, the braisa though, shinu the araisa katon, he only learned shinu the araisa, a real good shinui, where you take raw, you stole raw wool, or you stole raw wood, and you smooth it out, or you bleach them, there, that's called a shinu that you can't return. Therefore, you kona. But shinu the rabbanon like katoni, but a shinu that's chayz lebriyosai, that he doesn't talk about. Yeah, now Rav Ashi says that Tana didan, the Tana Baal Mishnah, Nami Shinu the Araisa Katoni. No, he's also talking about the Shinu the Araisa, which is not Choyze, not Hodro. What does that mean? Eitzim v'yosan kelim. What does the Mishnah mean to say? You stole wood and you made a kli out of it. All it means to say is Buchonya, like you made like a bat out of it. You take the wood and you smooth down the wood. You made it to be used as like a piece of wood. So that's the kli that you made, and that's not Choza. That you can't return. Rashi said, Lichtosh, like you made like a wood out of it, like to bang with, to chop with. So all you had to do with this wood is just to smooth it down. Tehainu Shifon, that's smoothing it down. And Sema, the same thing, when you stole in the Mishnah wool, the Osen Begodin, you made clothing, it means Namti. You made like pieces of felt. Tehainu Shinud Loihodar. That's a Shinud that you can't return, you can't make it back anymore. The other one says, "V'libud mihavi shinui if you melaben, if you bleach, if you is it called a shinui like the price before said, or a minu have a kasha? It says lehispik litnen loy at shetzovoy. Yeah, the din is lehispik litnen loy at shetzovoy potter. If you're giving your rishis hagaz." That means the locher is after you shear off five a sheep, you have to give the wool, at least some of it, you have to give to a kain. That's the mitzvah of Rashi's Hagez. Now, lehispik litnen loy, you didn't have time to give it to him yet. In other words, you sheared off one wool, one sheep, at shetzavai, and then you dyed that wool. Potter, you should know you're potter from giving Rashi's Hagez. Livnoy v'loy tzav, let's say you only bleached it, but v'loy tzav, you did not dye it yet. Chayiv, then you chayiv. So you see, Livnoy is not called a shinui. Like Rashi brings down, that potter, the kniya bishinui, you're kind of with bishinui. Fidomim nami loy mishalim, you don't have to pay money over here. The lav gezel gomeru, it's not really gezel, le mot lo yod, he didn't get the coin yet. Vakol ponim, it's same, it's darf, Sirashi explains, tis nam bishchita schulim, that chomish rechelas goizazois, if you share off five different sheep, kolachas mona, if each one gives off a mona upras, that's how much wool has to come off each one of them, then the locher is chayevas bereshas hageiz. Now, Rishas Hageiz, what is that? That's Hageizel's Rochel, Liachesh Gozozo, Noitzenes Hagizel Koin. After you shear off the wool, you're supposed to give some to the Koin, Lifimashi Yitz, whatever you want. Or Bavach Yetain Nisina Chashuva, you have to give him something Choshev. Now, Katoni, it says over here, Dim Gozos Achas, let's say you sheared off one sheep, Fitzova, and then you dyed the wool, Vichain Shni, the second one, the third one, so it's not Mitzarev. Because since you corner with bishinui, it's not mitzvah, so you do not have to give it to the kohen. But it says clearly, if it was just livnoi, then you're not kohen. It's not called like a shinui, and therefore you still have to give it to the kohen. So here you see, livnoi is not called a ma'aseh shinui. Sumarin says, Omer Abaye says, Lakash is no stira. I'll tell you, Hor Rabbi Shimon, Hor Rabbonin. So Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonin. Titania will end like this. Gozazoi. Let's say you shed off the wool, tovo, you spun the wool, viorgo, you owe something, is a mitzarev. Then it's not mitzarev. If you did this after each shearing off, so it's not mitzarev together, you have no chiyah to give it to the kohen. What about livnoi? After you shed off the wool of one sheep, you went and you bleached it. So Rabbi Shimon oime a mitzarev. Rabbi Shimon says livnoi means something, like by a goslin you would be konerit, and therefore it's not mitzarev for Rashi Sagais. However, the Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, Mitztarf. So the kids, you see, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin, if Livnoi is called the Ma'aseh Shinui or not. So therefore, the Braisa before that says Livnoi is Koina, goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And the other that it says it is Mitztarf, goes according to Chachomim. Rav Amar Rav says, I'll answer you, Ho for Ho Rabbi Shimon. Both cases go according to Rabbi Shimon. But the kash is no stira. It depends what type of a livna, what type of a bleaching did you do. Ho de naftse nefutse, ho de sarkes ruke. One is just with your hand, you hit the wool to try and make it a little bit clean. That's not such a good job. That's not kono. That would still be mitzvah for Rishas Hageiz. But ho de sruke means you use like a comb to do it. That's a better job. That's a better bleaching. You made it cleaner. Therefore, it's not chozer, and therefore you kono for a gazlin. And therefore, it's not mitzvah for Rishas Hageiz. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Omar, ho de chavre churi, ho de kavre kavure. It depends what type of bleaching you did. The kavre Rashi says it means begofrius leslabin yofa. That means in the first case, just the chavre churi means just made it white. You stamped like without any soap. You just bleached it in water to make it white. You didn't do such a good job, therefore you're not kona for gazlin, and no one it's mitzvah for Rishas Hageiz. But here that we say that you are kona for the gazlin, or else that's not mitzvah for Rishas Hageiz, ha de kavre kavruye means like you used, or Rashi says, lime. You used gofris, that's a better job, that bleaching is a shinui, therefore you're kona. Samara says, hash de yesh loima. Tzavol Rabbi Shimon, loy have a shinui. If you want to tell me now, according to Rabbi Shimon, even dying it is not called a shinui. Liben have a shinui. Could liben yet be called a shinui? Like we're going to ask the kasha. I'll have a proof here that Rabbi Shimon holds even dying is not called a shinui. What's the case to Tanya? We learn like this: Gozaz Rishon. If you shared off each sheep separately, Vitzavai Rishon, and after you shared it off, you right away dyed the wool. Or else v'tovoi rishon, or else v'yorgoi, and then you spun it, or else you wove it. So loch was a mitzarf. Either one of these things makes it like a shinui, and it's not mitzarf. You don't have a chiyah to give Rishas Hageiz. Like before, you sheared off the five sheep full of wool to get the amount. You don't have an amount of pure wool. You already made a shinui to it. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that tzavoi mitzarf. If Shimon knows if he just dyed it, dyeing by itself is not called the shinui, therefore it's still mitzvah to be mechayv in Rishas Hageiz. So where's the stira? How could you tell me before? Like, how could you tell me before if Shimon holds, even Liban,
is called the shibun, is called the shinui, just bleaching it. And here we see even dyeing it, that's a bigger shinu, is also not kona. It's still mitzvah for Eishes HaGeiz. So Marin says, Amar Abaye Lekasha, tell you, Harabon Alibu the Rabbi Shimon, Harabi Shimon Ben Yud Alibu the Rabbi Shimon, and Echlam it's a machlekes, how to learn Shat in Rabbi Shimon. If Livno is called a Shinu, you're not, it's like a machlekes, so therefore our koponim is no stira. Then the Mora says, Rav Amar Rav says, Liyelim Leipligi Rabbonon Alei to Rabbi Shimon Ben Yud. Could be no, there's no machlekes. The Rabbonon do not argue against Rabbi Shimon Ben Yud. What's Shat in Rabbi Shimon? But rather, Vishani Tzova Hoyo V'yochli Aviro Eidei Tzofen. If you dyed it, dyeing it, that's not called a shinu according to Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda. Because dyeing you could take away by soap. If you use tzofen, use good soap, that could take away the dye. But when you bleach it, you can make it white, you can't take that away. V'chi ketoni hosom lo hispik litna lo yatshe tzovai potter. I, before it says that if before you sheared off all the wool, you dyed it in between, and therefore your pot, you see, it's not called mitzarif. V'yakim the kedivri akil, and there you want to say it goes according to everybody. I, how come now you're telling me that tzovai dyeing it is not called the shinui? Because you can take it away with soap. So they were talking about the kol ilon to lay of it. There it's a better type of a dye. A dye of kol ilon, Rashi says, dye l'tchilus is like blue wool. Therefore, kol ilon, that's a stronger dye. That you cannot take off even with soap. So therefore, that taka is called the shinui. That we say is not called the shinui, is other type of dye that could be taken off with types of soap. Omer Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ubei Shammai, for Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, for Rabbi Yishmael, Kula Svirlu, Shinu ben Koimimit. They all hold that Shinui still stays in its place. As Rashi says, Ein Zos Mirishus Bailim or Rishonim, Yafilu Nishtanu, even though you make a type of a Shinui, still the Shinu is not good. In other words, they hold a little type of a Shinu is not enough. You have to have a bigger Shinui. But they're all like Mekilim to say certain Shinus are no good. So now it's like this. We have Shimon ben Yehuda Hodi Amorin. That he says Tzovoi is not called a good Shinui. It's not enough of a Shinui if you dye it. True, we answered because you can take it away. But I call upon him, you see, he's a maker like in Shinui. He says this Shinui is no good. Or I could call this a maker or a machmir. But I call upon him, he yells, this type of a Shinui is not enough. That's Shimon ben Yehuda. Now, by Shama Mai, where's by Shama Shita? The Tani would learn like this. No son lo chitim b'yes nano. If you give a zoyna, if you give a zoyna that you want to have beer with, you give a, you pay her for it. So you give her for a pay, you give a chitim, you give a wheat. And she makes now out of it selis. She makes flour out of it. Or else zaysim, you give her olives. For your son shemen, and she makes oil out of it. Or else anofim, you give her grapes. For your son yain, and she makes wine out of it. So now, Tony Choda, one brice you will learn also, that you're not allowed to use this for the Mizbeach. That's the locha that the present, the pay you give for a zoyna, esnan zoyna, is also for the Mizbeach. If you give a zoyna an animal, you're not allowed to use this animal for carbon. So here also, Tony Choda, also you can't use this oil, you can't use this wine for the Mizbeach. For Tan Yidach, another brice you will learn, no muta, you're allowed to. And the Omar Rabbi Yosef said that Tani should learn that Guru